Following recent presidential and gubernatorial debates filled with political fireworks, Thursday's forum between Richard Burr and Deborah Ross offered only a few sparklers. You know, the ones that come out after a 4th of July cookout. The vitriol, interruptions, and personal attacks were far more limited. ABC White House correspondent Jonathan Carl moderated the event, and to the surprise of no one, Donald Trump was a central theme.
Can you say, as the current chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, that you have no concerns about Donald Trump handling the nuclear codes?
Jonathan, I expressed I have concerns about both candidates. I have more concerns about Hillary Clinton because of her lack of judgment, because of the way she's handled her official business as Secretary of State.
Burr is a two-decade incumbent in Congress, having served in the House and Senate. He wore a purple tie, and his body language was relaxed throughout the hour. Ross served 4 years in the General Assembly. Wearing a pink dress and gold necklace, she appeared tense in her first debate of this kind.
Donald Trump is an entirely different matter. Donald Trump has encouraged people to hack into our email servers. He has talked about the nuclear codes, as you've mentioned. And he has bragged about sexually assaulting women.
Burr, not only a supporter, but a foreign policy advisor to Trump, reiterated his stance that as the son of a preacher, he was taught to forgive. Ross responded with this.
I completely understand forgiveness. You can forgive somebody, but you do not trust that same person with the awesome responsibility of commander-in-chief.
This race has been closer than strategists initially expected. An aggregate of recent polls has Burr up by less than 2 points, and many consider this race a toss-up. Democrats need to pick up 5 seats to take majority control of the U.S. Senate. Ross is running as an outsider, with the standard rhetoric of hoping to fix Washington.
Our immigration system is broken, and Congress has not addressed it. It compromises our security, it hurts our economy, and it breaks up families. I would have voted for the bipartisan comprehensive immigration reform bill that came before Congress 3 years ago.
Ross has criticized the incumbent for special interest alliances and for getting rich while in office. Burr made a move to debunk that claim last night, explaining his wife has found success in real estate and accusing his challenger of hitting below the belt.
This is the first time in 22 years, 24 years to be exact, that my family's been brought into a campaign. I'm proud of my wife. I find it disgusting that anybody would question her success. And I think, quite frankly, my wife deserves an apology.
Ross did not apologize, saying instead she has the utmost respect for Mrs. Burr, before pivoting to criticize the senator for voting against bills that would have provided equal pay for women. The somewhat subdued debate took place at the UNC TV studios in Durham. As for whether or not it matters,
in reality, it depends on what kind of audience it generates or what kind of media coverage it generates after the debate.
David McLennan teaches political science at Meredith College.
Both of these are relatively unknown in the state, and that sounds kind of funny talking about an incumbent member of the U.S. Senate and someone who's been in federal office for such a long time, but he doesn't maintain a high profile in North Carolina, and Deborah Ross was never expected to be the Democratic nominee for this particular position.
But the Democrats settled on Ross, a former head of the state ACLU. Both campaigns will now tout strong performances as Burr and Ross head into the home stretch. Early voting begins in 6 days. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.